Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Want to thank a number of conservatives who have been engaging with us on the YouTube channel. George, thank you for engaging. Our new texter from the 920, our friend Jeff from Superior. Listen, we got to be able to have these conversations. And yes, I know you like to call us names. I won't call you names. I'll just try to have a conversation. There are two other things that I wanted to mention very briefly that I've heard come up. The assertion that, like, executive power grants Donald Trump the right to cut off, for example, aid, which is what the Supreme Court this week said he didn't have the right to do, at least in a preliminary ruling. There'll be a full hearing, and maybe they'll flip-flop on that. That is not true. Once an appropriation is made by Congress, he has to spend it. And by the way, or at least make a good faith effort to do so, there's a law about this. Congress actually passed an additional law about this. It's called the Impoundment Act because Nixon tried something like this before. Yes. So Congress went, no, you can't usurp our Article I authority. Right. They passed a law.
1974. Yes. 1974. Yes.
Yes. So, Steve from Madison, sorry I missed your call. He just wanted to say thank you to Tom. Great discussion this afternoon. And he also wanted to make the point that we often miss this kind of discussion when you listen to more right-wing radio.
Yes.
And let's see here. Oh, we've got our good friend Mark from Prairie du Sac on the line. Mark, go ahead. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah, what Jeff missed is the law shall be, he shall faithfully execute the law, make shall take care that the law is faithfully executed. The Ninth Amendment to the Constitution actually gives rights to people that are not enumerated in the Constitution.
Yes.
Madison, and I don't know what it was, like 44 or 45, where he said the Congress might have to take action to promote the general welfare that is not enumerated in the Constitution. That I think this is a rejection of the policy that the South rejected when they rejected the principle of natural liberty, human equality, and the social contract, which the South so firmly objected to. Jeff brought up the Dred Scott decision, which actually said that black people are not even human beings, that they're equal to that of white people. I mean, that's what Dred Scott was more about than just people were slaves, no matter where you took them. I mean, that read a little history, man. I mean, I'm not a constitutional scholar, but I've actually been reading the Federalist Papers now, as Maggie knows, as Dom knows,
yes.
Because I get...
Nice.
You know, I got accused of being a constitutional expert when I was at the.
I love it, Mark. I love it when you call and drop a little Federalist Papers reference on us. It's good to go back to those things. We need to remind ourselves of all of those foundational documents. And by the way, all of our founding fathers, it wasn't a monolith. They didn't all agree. What they did was get to like the minimum, the most essential pieces of what they could agree on. And they had varying views of many of the very issues that we're contending with today. My meta point, and Tom, I'd like to get your thoughts on this. My big picture point to people is this. You cannot approach this as if everything my team does is always good.
Yes.
And everything the other team does is always bad, or fill in constitutional or not, activists, terrible judges or not, or you're a communist or that's not helpful. What is helpful, I think, is to agree on the most basic values and principles, and then we can have a more principled discussion and argument perhaps about the how.
Yes.
But the idea, for example, that of course we should cut 80,000 jobs from the VA because efficiency, when I haven't seen an analysis that shows me that that's actually going to create efficiency, when they haven't provided, why did they land on 80,000? Why not 80,001? Why not 81,000? Why not 50,000? Why not 100,000? This is let's agree. We owe veterans the highest standard of care. That's our value. Now let's argue about how to do that, how to make it more efficient on a taxpayer dollar. Tom, your thoughts?
Yeah, and I think we've already talked about this, but I'll bring it up again, that Donald Trump starts from a valueless position. right? He's transactional. In every transaction, he wants to win. In fact, if he wins that transaction, he's found your weak spot, and he will come back and find another way to deal to get more out of that transaction. You're seeing what's happening, the difference between Mexico and Canada, right? The guise is that tariffs are being instituted because of fentanyl coming into our country. Well, last I read, I think it was less than 1% of the fentanyl was coming over the Canadian border. And yet the tariffs for Canada are still in effect. And a lot of the ones for Mexico are being lifted because the Mexican president has figured out a way to tell Donald Trump what he needs to know. And Justin Trudeau has decided to be like Zelensky and say, I'm not kowtowing you. I'm not going to kowtow to your ego. And here's the weird thing, though. Right. Donald Trump is not powerful because he's Donald Trump. Donald Trump is powerful because he's the president of the United States. He is taking that authority and abusing it in the current environment, because without that authority, he would not be able to do what he's doing. So a lot of time, and what's happening now, and, you know, I said it before, is that Congress is not stepping up to say these are our things that we control constitutionally, not yours. And that's going to play out over the next 3 months, and it's going to be fascinating to see if they get this continuing resolution passed, what's going to happen next.
Tax cut for billionaires. Yep.
Right. The bigger picture is they're going to break more things, and it's going to have consequences.
Hey, Tom, what's in a Trump sandwich? Wait, we don't have time. I'll tell you. It's white bread full of bologna with Russian dressing and a small pickle. We're going to leave it there. Thank you, Tom Paulswitz. Thank you to all of you, including our conservative friends. You're always welcome on this program. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together. Dom Salvia is up next.